Supporters of free trade with China asked Minnesota's popular governor to appear before the House Ways and Means Committee, hoping he could bring attention to the issue. Judging from Ventura's warm reception and the size of the crowd jammed into the committee's hearing room, they got their wish. Somewhat out of character, the call him as he sees him governor closely followed a prepared statement for his opening remarks in favor of more trade with China.
It makes common sense. Don't sell our citizens short. They know that the world is a small place in this high-tech world. And they basically want a better life for their children. They want their kids to have access to better jobs than they have. And they want to see our economy continue to grow.
Ventura told the committee Congress's decision to extend or to deny permanent normal trade relations to China will be the most important economic decision of the 21st century. Ventura testified that excluding one of the world's largest economies from trade deals would greatly disadvantage U.S. businesses across the board. Ventura also talked about how farmers could benefit from increased trade with China.
This agreement is the single most important step we can take to improve market opportunities for agriculture. And the farm economy could use a boost right now.
Ventura's testimony before the committee is part of a wide-ranging effort among free trade advocates to win approval for the Clinton administration's China trade proposals. There's considerable opposition in the House, where concerns about human rights in China and the loss of American jobs have some members saying awarding permanent normal trading status would take away U.S. leverage to force change in that country. Pennsylvania Democrat William Coyne questioned Ventura about possible job losses through increased trade with China and continued problems with human rights.
You alluded in your testimony to the fact that there would be American corporations going to China, and you felt that that was a positive thing. Does it concern you at all that some of those corporations may be doing that to take advantage of the low-wage workers that are in China?
Well, if they're our corporation, then it's our job to look after them, isn't it?
By putting them into a country that pays low-wage subsistence wages?
Well, is it putting them into a country that a workforce that we can use to our advantage?
You mean the Chinese workers?
Sure.
Thank you.
Thank you.
On the issue of human rights and reform, Ventura told committee members they need only to look at Cuba to see how shutting out a country is not an effective way to influence change.
It's a failed policy. Castro is now moving up to our 10th president. We thought that by doing this, we would somehow drive him out of office in Cuba. I think it's had the opposite effect. I think it's solidified his position in Cuba. I think it's made the Cuban people more solidly behind him because of the fact that we take this posture.
Aside from the exchange with Representative Coyne, committee members praised Ventura's performance, several of them urging the Minnesota governor to continue speaking out on the issue. Before returning to Minnesota, Ventura met briefly with Commerce Secretary William Daley and pledged to continue working for passage of the China trade initiatives. Daley echoed other Clinton administration officials in saying Ventura has a rare connection to people they need most to finalize the deal.
That's a strong voice, and someone that won an election that no one expected him to win, one with participation of people who normally don't get involved in elections. And if we can engage those people, and he can engage those people in the importance of this issue, that's a tremendous advantage.
And there's no question Ventura remains easily able to attract a great deal of attention in Washington. On his way into the committee room for his testimony, he was surrounded by hundreds of older Southeast Asians clad in military fatigues.
Gentlemen, these are all from the Twin Cities, Mr. Ventura.
Hi, how are you?
Hi.
Unbeknownst to the governor, his last visit to the Hill appeared to pay off earlier in the day when the House Judiciary Committee unanimously passed Bruce Vento's Hmong Naturalization Act. After a visit from Ventura a month ago, Committee Chair Henry Hyde promised to get the bill passed quickly so that Southeast Asians who fought for the U.S. during the Vietnam War but who are unable to pass standard citizenship tests can more easily become U.S. citizens.
Glad to do so. Thank you. Thank you.
As for China, the governor says he will lead a trade delegation there, but he doesn't know when. He says he would not even consider going until after this spring's legislative session has adjourned. In Washington, this is Mark Sedeklik, Minnesota Public Radio.